弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢神能够跟你们一起在这里敬拜。
Thank God that I may worship with you together.
我们一起祷告，好不好
？Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神
，Our heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣基督
，The Lord Jesus Christ that loves us.
我们感谢你
，We thank you.
感谢你为我们预备了这个日子。
But thank you for preparing this day for us.
叫我们在一个星期忙碌之后，我们能够来到你的面前。
So that we may come before you after a busy week.
也是在第一个礼拜，这个礼拜要开始的时候，你为我们预备了这个日子。
You also prepared this day for us at the beginning of the week.
叫我们在你里面能够享受安息。
So that we may enjoy rest in you.
给我们能力量。
Give us strength.
给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
让我们能够度过新的一个礼拜。
So that we may live another new week.
叫我们的生活言行都不会羞辱你自己的名。
So that words and our deeds may not bring shame on you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们也为着在我们当中有重担的心灵，有重担的弟兄姐妹，交在你自己的手中。
We also present to you those in our midst who may have heavy hearts.
让我们来到你的面前。
So we come as we come before you.
这施恩宝座前。
Come before your throne.
让我们能够蒙恩惠的帮助。
So that we may have grace and help.
让我们把我们的重担能够卸下来。
So that we may put down our heavy burden.
我们凭着你的应许来到你的面前。
We come before in your promise.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
愿意你自己的名被高举。
May your name be upheld.
愿意你自己的荣耀能够彰显出来。
May your glory be shown.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在教会里面做传道人呢，有时候碰到一些我觉得是蛮难的时候。
To be an evangelist in the church, sometimes we run into situations that are very difficult.
特别是碰到一些人得了癌症。
Especially when people may have cancer.
那他们的感觉呢？当医生打电话给他们，告诉他们这些事情的时候。
When their doctors called them, told them about the diagnosis.
第一个念头就是死刑已经被判了。
So the first thought come to them is they have the death penalty.
一个月，两个月，三个月。
After 1, 2, 3 months.
他们告诉我，他们的念头转动了，无非是想着应该做什么事情。
So they tell me all they were thinking was what should they do.
剩下的这些时间，他应该做些什么事情
？What they should they do in the remaining time?
在这个最后这一段时间，他要怎么样安排他自己这一段日子怎么过
？How should they arrange their days in the last days？
我不晓得你们有没有注意到
？I don't know if you paid attention。
现在世界上所发生的事情
，The things are happening in the world。
我们看见有很多的地震
，We know there's earthquakes。
有很多的种族的问题
，So there are many troubles among the race。
也有很多这个民族与民族之间的斗争。
There are many fights among the nations.
你如果有时间收听基督教电台的话
，If you listen to a Christian radio,
你也会听到很多信息是跟末世有关的。
You will hear the messages about the end times.
那前一阵子在加州有一个已经退休的传道人
，Not long ago there was a retired preacher in California.
他曾经预言5月21号就是世界末日。
He prophesied that the May 21st was the end of the day.
结果5月21号过去了。
Now May 21st has gone by.
他现在说，他说算错了。
Now he said he calculated wrong.
所以他说到延期到10月21号哈，记住啊。
Postponed to October 21st.
当然我们知道是不合圣经的教导。
We know this is not according to the teachings of the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，记住啊，这个是不合圣经的教导。
So brothers, sisters, remember, this is not the teaching of the Bible.
不要因为我在上面讲了之后，你回去就把你的房子也卖了，把你的这个什么东西都工作也辞掉了哈。弟兄姐妹，这是不合圣经的教导。
So don't just go quit your job, sell a house because you heard me saying this. This is not the teaching of the Bible.
虽然他是错的。
Even though he was wrong.
但是我不知道你会不会去想一下，如果真的是这样子，那么我在这个世界上应该怎么活着？
But if we just think, if this will happen, how should I live my life during this time?
时间也不多了。
There's not much time left.
我们有没有这种警觉性？
We have such a sensitivity to this.
如果今天真的就是你的最后一天，
If this is truly your last day,
或者是最后一个月，
or the last month,
你知道我们这个在 我觉得在生物学家哈，当他们看人呢、啊，他们是这样看：你一生出来的时候就开始死，开始走向死亡。
So according to the biologist, the day you were born, you begin to die.
我不知道你们同不同意。
I don't know if you agree with this.
但是呢，你一直吃东西呢，你就一直到最后越来越老。
So you continue to eat, you get older and older.
你不会越来越年轻的。
You do not get any younger.
的的确确，我们就好像就这样走向那个路子。
So this is the path we're going to travel.
这圣经上让我们看见，这是因为我们人犯了罪。
The Bible teaches us that because we man has sinned.
神说我们犯了罪，我们就会死在我们的罪中。
God said, if we commit sin, we shall die in our sins.
箴言28章那边告诉我们说，不要为明日自夸。
So the Proverbs 28 tell us, don't boast for tomorrow.
因为明天要发生什么事情，你都不知道的。
Because you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以今天，我盼望我们借着保罗他的经历。
So today, I hope through Paul's experiences.
借着保罗跟以弗所教会的长老他们之间的对话。
Through the conversation that Paul had with the elders of Ephesians.
我们来想一下。
Let's think.
如果真的是这样子。
If this is true.
我应该怎么样活在这个世界上。
How should we live?
我们看我们自己是属于神的。
We know that we belong to God.
我们看我们自己是他的儿女。
We are his children.
那么我们应该怎么样活在这个世界上。
So how should we live in this world?
我们翻到《使徒行传》第20章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
我们刚才已经念过了。
We have just read it.
那么保罗呢？他在第24节里面。
In verse 24, Paul says.
也是你们背的经句。
This is our memory verse.
他说：“我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。”
I do not consider my life worth anything.
保罗不再看他自己这么重要了。
He does not think himself is important.
其实保罗可以讲他一生，就是他信了主之后，他就有一个很大很大的转变，他就不看他自己为最重要的。
So we can see Paul, since he became a believer, there's a great change in him.
他从来不为他自己打算怎么样过活。
He doesn't plan for himself how to live.
他有什么东西他就吃什么东西。
Whatever give to him, he will eat.
如果有多的他就吃多一点。
If they give more, he'll eat more.
这是他讲的啊。
This is what he said.
他说我知道怎么处丰富，我也知道怎么处卑贱。
I know how to live in abundance, how do I live in less so.
他过着一种很简朴的日子。
He lived a very simple life.
我们从他身上看见他是可以随意而安。
We can see he can be feel comfortable in all conditions.
他不再是以自己为中心。
He does not consider himself.
他不再追求他自己的欲望。
He does not pursue his own desires.
这是我们从他告诉这些长老们，他所经过的情形。
This is what he told those elders his experience.
他不再看自己为中心了。
He no longer considers himself as the center.
第二。
The second.
我们看25节。
Was in verse 25.
他说我素常对不起，第24节哈，他说成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
So I want to testify for the gospel of God's grace that I received from our Lord Jesus.
那么他的意思就是告诉我们，他说他所说的所有的事情，他最重要的一件事情就是传讲基督的福音。
So I say the most important thing is to preach the gospel of
他以主耶稣要他做的事情为宝贵。
So what he considers what Jesus told him to do is important.
换句话讲，他就是让主完全使用他。
In other words, he wants Lord completely to use him.
这个成了他生活 生命中唯一的一个目标。
So this became the only purpose in his life.
告诉别人耶稣是基督。
Tell other people Jesus is Christ.
告诉别人主耶稣基督的福音。
Tell others the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
告诉别人这是神的恩典。
Tell them this is God's grace.
这就是他的生活的目标。
So this is the purpose of his life.
第三。
The third.
我们看见他在心态上。
We can see his attitude.
这是我们从25节啊。
In verse 25.
他说我素常在你们中间来往传讲神国的道，如今我晓得你们以后都不得再见我的面了。
He says, I preach in kingdom, and now I know some of you may not see me again.
所以他的态度是什么？
So what is his attitude?
他的态度就是告诉这些以弗所教会的长老。
He was telling the elders of the church in Ephesus.
这是我最后一次见你们啊。
This is the last time I'm going to see you.
如果这是最后一次见你们。
If this is the last time I'm going to see you.
那我要跟你们讲什么呢？
What am I going to tell you?
弟兄姐妹，如果说我们今天走在，如果今天我来到你们，我也不晓得明天会发生什么事情，对不对？
So I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow either.
如果我知道说，哇，以后我不会再来了。
If I know that I'm not going to come again,
我要讲什么？
What am I going to say?
什么事情是我心里面认为是最重要的？
What is what I consider the most important?
所以对保罗来讲，他的心态就是我出去碰到你们，这是我最后一次见你们面了。
So his attitude that this time I came and meet with you, this is the last time.
所以他说我要把握时间呢。
I had to catch the opportunity.
我要把神全备的福音告诉你们。
I want to tell you the all-compassing gospel of God.
他讲在第25节他说传讲神国的道，那个是有的英文版本呢，就是说神全备的福音。
So in when he said preaching the kingdom, in some of the English translation, that was the complete gospel.
不是只是片面的。
Just not the pieces.
不是只是表面的。
It's not the surface.
不是只是好像在旧约里面，在以西结书里面，神责怪那些牧者。
It's not just like God rebuked those shepherds in Ezekiel.
在耶利米书里面，他也提到。
And also mentioned this in Jeremiah.
他说我的羊啊受伤了。
My sheep was hurt.
啊，你们就告诉他，我就贴一个这个 bandage 在你的表皮上面就行了。
So I told them just put a bandage on your surface will be fine.
然后就告诉他你平平安安的去吧。
And then tell them you go in peace.
这不是保罗要传的福音。
This is not the gospel.
保罗要传的福音是神全备的福音。
So Paul is going to preach the complete gospel.
让我们看见我们人真的是从不是只是表面上贴一贴药膏就没事了，你一定要把里面全部更换过来。这是很多时候是人不喜欢听的，人喜欢听他自己想要听的东西，特别是在末世的时候。保罗告诉提摩太，他说不论得时不得时，你都要向他们传福音，就把神的道告诉他们，不是只是讲表面的，不是只是讲他们喜欢听的东西，乃是他们需要听的东西。保罗这就是他的心志，因为这是神的旨意。第四，在二十六节，他说：“所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。”
Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of any of your blood.
这是保罗，他心里面有一个无愧的良心。
So he has a conscience that's free of any.
我觉得这是一个传道人很需要的。
This is important for a preacher.
其实也是对每一个基督徒都是很需要的。
It's also every Christian needs to have.
但是保罗从他的立场来看，
So from Paul's viewpoint,
保罗他很大胆地告诉以弗所教会的长老，
He can dare to tell the elders.
他说你们中间无论任何人死亡，跟我一点关系都没有。
Any one of you die, I have no relation.
罪不在我的身上。
I'm free of any of your blood.
对神来讲，保罗没有亏欠，
does not feel guilty.
因为神要他讲的，他就告诉他们。
He has told them what God wanted them to say.
他告诉他们，你们要悔改。
He told them to repent.
他告诉他们，神国的福音。
He told them the kingdom.
是全备的福音。
It's the complete gospel.
神要他传讲的，他就照样讲。
So he would tell what God told him to preach.
我就在想，为什么保罗他真的是敢讲这一句话？你们中间有任何人灭亡，罪不在我。
I was saying, how can Paul dare to say, if any one of you die, I'm afraid of that.
因为保罗相信神的话是有能力的。
Because Paul believes God's words has.
所以保罗他向他们传的都是神的话。
Because he has preached God's words.
他没有把它改变。
He did not change it.
他也没有把它冲淡。
He did not dilute it.
他也没有用他自己的心意把它讲出来。
He did not put in his own words.
所以他相信这些话讲出来之后，如果神拯救那些人，那些人就会得救。
So he believed after he said that anyone is saved, God will save them.
这些人不会因为他讲的话，讲的道不对，没有照着神的话讲而灭亡。
These people shall not perish.Because he said something wrong.
我觉得这是每一个传道人都需要的。
This is important for every creature.
那对保罗来讲，他心里面没有亏欠。
To Paul, he is free of guilt.
他对人也没有亏欠。
He has no guilt toward man.
因为他没有用高言大志来讨人的喜欢。
Because he did not tell them to seek their pleas.
他就是把神的话告诉他们。
He just told them God's word.
他知道神。神怎么做工，那就是神的事情。
Whatever God works, that's God's business.
这是保罗的忠心。
So this is Paul's loyalty.
我们常常在讲到良心的时候。
We often talk about the conscience.
你知道圣经上告诉我们说，我们心中的天良已经被主耶稣的宝血洗干净了。
So the Bible tells us our hearts have been cleansed by Jesus' precious blood.
我们任何一个人，不只是保罗。
Everyone, not just Paul.
不只是传道人。
Not just the preachers.
我们每一个人在神的面前，如果你信了主耶稣，你把他当成你自己的救主，把他当成你自己的主，在你每天的生活当中，你就是得救的。
So each one of us, if we believe in our Lord Jesus.We keep His words in our life daily. You are.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们心中的天良已经被洗干净了。
So the Bible tells our conscience has been cleansed.
没有人再能够控告我们。
No one can accuse us.
如果用我们人的话讲的话
，If we use our man's words,
就是你走夜路的时候，你不会怕碰到鬼的。
So if you walk at night, you don't worry about running into this.
因为你心中的天良已经被洗干净了。
Because your conscience has been cleansed.
这是保罗告诉我们的。
This is what Paul told us.
我们看他那里有一个原文哈，原文做我与众人的血是洁净的。
So the original words is I am innocent of the blood of all men.
有一些经文我希望你们能够看，是在箴言。
Let's go to Proverbs.
箴言第二十八章。
Proverbs 28.
箴言二十八章第十七节。
Verse 17.
Okay, 那么翻到了之后，我们一起来念哈，箴言二十八章十七节。
Proverbs 28:17. Let's read.
我们一起来念。背负流人血之罪的，必往坑里奔跑，谁也不可拦阻他。这句话乍看之下不太容易了解。
This is not easy to understand.
但是呢，如果你查考一些英文的，我们中间有很多年轻人呢，你们有英文版本的，我不知道你的版本跟我是不是一样的哈。
So if you look at the English translation, let's see if you have the same as mine.
他说 ，A murderer's tormented conscience.Will drive him into the grave.
Oh, you want me to read mine? A man tormented by the guilt of murder will be a fugitive till death.
这里就告诉我们说，一个人因为他心里面最没有搞清楚，他心里面最没有洗清，没有弄干净，没有偿还，没有被审判。其实你知道，我们人常常想，很多时候我们以为说，哇，审判其实不好，犯罪被判刑不好。其实你知道，判刑啊，就是让他的里面的这个罪恶感怎么样能够除掉。
So if you have guilt in you that you will not feel comfortable, so you would have a sense of guilt, you need to get rid of it.
这个人在这里告诉我们说，他杀了人，但是他没有被判刑。
He would tell that this person who commit murder, but he was not sentenced.
但是他的良心一直受谴责。
But his conscience has been continually tormented.
一直等到他进入坟墓里面。
Goes into the grave.
没有人能够帮助他的。
No one can help him.
保罗在这里让我们看见他过去的一生。
So Paul led us to see his life.
保罗他在过去的时候，他逼迫基督徒。
He in the past he persecuted the Christians.
甚至当这个斯提凡被杀的时候，他站在旁边，他替那些人看他的衣服。
So when Stephen was martyred, he was keeping close for the other people.
圣经上让我们看见他还微笑。
He was even smiling, laughing.
然后他也破坏了很多基督徒。
He also persecuted many Christians.
他手上也沾满了血。
He would have blood on his hands.
但是当他遇见主耶稣之后，
So after he met Jesus,
他知道他心里面的这个天良啊，已经被洗干净了。
So he knows that his conscience was cleansed.
他在这个世界上是一个真正的自由人。
So he is a complete free man.
这保罗他就很清楚的知道，他在良心上面，他也不亏欠神，他也不亏欠人。
So he clearly knows in his conscience he's not guilty toward man nor guilty toward God.
他也不怕撒旦在神的面前控告他。
He's not afraid of Satan accusing him in front of God.
因为主耶稣已经把他的罪除掉了。
Because Jesus has cleansed his sins.
因为主耶稣已经替他判服了刑了。
Because Jesus has suffered his penalty.
这就是我们心中的天良被洗净的一个最基本的一个原理。
So this is the one of the basic reasons for us to say that our conscience has been cleansed.
第五个。
Number five.
他说要以神的事、神的家为念。
So you should consider God's words and God's home as his words.
这是保罗告诉这些长老。
This is what he told this elder.
他说圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
So he says, the Spirit asked you to be the overseers of the flock, that you ought to be careful, because this is redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
因为保罗可以看见，他可以看见教会将来的光景。
Because Paul can see into the future, what's going to happen?
保罗让他们知道，他说你们的心里面所应该挂念的就是神的家。
So you should pay attention to is God's home.
就是永生神的教会。
Is the church of the eternal God.
就是基督的身体。
Is the body of Jesus Christ.
所以他告诉他们，你们要谨慎。
So you have to be keep.
因为对保罗来讲，这是一个很重要很重要的事情。
Because to Paul, this is very important.
他以后再也没有机会跟他们讲了。
He has no other opportunity to talk to them.
第六个。
Number six.
保罗告诉他们要看重神的话。
Told them to be emphasized on God's words.
保罗在这里32节他说，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
In verse 32, he says, Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
在这里保罗他是看重神的话。
Here he emphasized God's words.
他也要他们帮助别人看重神的话。
He also tells them to help other people pay attention to God's words.
弟兄姐妹，神为什么拣选你我？
So brothers and sisters, why did God choose you and me?
为什么我们会变成基督徒？
Why do we become Christians?
你说哇，神爱我。
Oh, because God loves me.
那么神拯救你，他有一个目的的。
But God save you, He has a purpose.
他为了他自己的荣耀。
For His own glory.
他不但是你自己。
Not just for you.
而且整个所有的我们所说的教会。
And for the entire church.
你知道神很看重，神特别看重他的儿女。
God treasures all His children.
他特别看重他教会里面的每一个人。
He treasures everyone in his church.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这个世界上活着的时候，我们不但要向别人传福音。
So as we live in this world, not only we need to preach the gospel to others.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
我们不单是要向不信的人传福音。
Not only we preach to unbelievers.
我们还有一个责任，我们就是要帮助其他的信徒走向成熟的这一条路。
So we have another responsibility. Help other believers to become mature.
教会里面最缺乏的
This is what need is lacking in the church.
就是成熟的基督徒
It's the mature Christian.
基督徒不成熟，常常成为别人的绊脚石
So an immature Christian often becomes stumbling block.
常常成为这些不信的人的绊脚石
Become the stumbling block of unbelievers.
神要我们看重神的话
So God wants us to pay attention.
他要让神的话成为我们生活中的每一个细节所遵守的原则。
So God's word should be in our life. Every single detail we should follow God's words.
当你在生活中遇到困难的时候
，When you run into difficulties,
或者是各种状况的时候
，Or in different circumstances,
不论是困难的环境
，When you have difficult circumstances,
或者是跟别人有矛盾
，When you have conflicts with people,
或者是你很高兴的时候，或者是很顺利的时候
，When you're happy, everything goes very smooth.
你不能够以你自己的感官来处理、来判断这些事情。
You cannot manage.Things according to your own subjective opinion.
要从神的观点来处理这些事情。
You need to manage from God's viewpoint.
要从神的观点来分别是非。
You should tell right from wrong using God's standard.
这就是我们说把神的话变成我们生活中每一个细节的指导原则。
So this is why what we mean.God's word should be the guiding principle in every detail in our life.
我们看一下哥罗西书第一章。
Let's go to Colossians chapter 1.
一章二十七节。
Verse 27.
我们从二十七节一直念到二十九节。
We'll read from verse 27 to verse 29.
我们一起来。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。这就是保罗告诉我们的。
This is what Paul told us.
当我们只有当我们心中，这是保罗他说用各样的智慧哈，要把神的道放在人的心里面。
So we need use all kinds of ways to put God's words into people's mind.
只有当我们的心中充满神的原则、神的道之后
，Only when we are filled with God's principle and God's words.
我们才知道在每天的生活中，我们怎么样活出基督的样子来。
Then we'll know.How to live out the image of Christ in every day.
当我们碰到一些状况的时候
，we run into different circumstances.
我们才知道怎么样照着耶稣的样子而去做。
Then we shall know how to do things according to Jesus' image.
最后一个
，the last，
在物质的享受上面
，in the material enjoyment.
保罗在第三十三节开始，他说：“我从来没贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。”三十五节，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
So in verse 35, he said, Paul says, in everything I did.I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words that the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
如果我们知道我们的生命就是只剩下一天或者是一个月或者是两个月三个月了。
If we know that we have in our life only a month or two or three months left.
我想财宝对这个财务对这个人来讲可能真的是算不得什么了。
So I think wealth is nothing to this person.
我们不是只为自己积财宝在这个地上。
We are not to accumulate wealth in this earth.
不是只为自己追求物质丰裕的生活。
We're not just here to pursue an abundant materialistic life.
他说我们要知道施比受更为有福。
We need to know it's more blessed to give.
我不知道你们有没有尝过这个施比受更为有福的更为有福的福气啊。
I don't know if you have tasted the blessing that is more blessed to give than to receive.
如果你从来没有尝过的话。
You've never had such a taste.
这个逻辑很简单。
The logic is very simple.
因为你从来没有给过。
Because you have never given.
这是神的祝福。
This God's blessing.
主耶稣在财务上面，他在路加福音第十二章那边，他就讲到一个无知的财主。
In Luke chapter 12, Jesus told about a wealthy man.
他来警告我们。
He used him to warn us.
一直到我们在这个世界上，我们常常会发现人呢会因为财务来争吵，对不对
？You know, we often quarrel.Because of money.
我碰到很多
I ran into a lot of that.
就是为了财务吵
They just quarrel regarding money.
我过去在受训的时候
When I was in the military training.
我是做一个叫做仲裁叫做什么 mediator 训练
So he was trying to be a mediator.
那么我们在上课的时候
During the teaching,
我们就会模拟这个有人在闹离婚呢、啊、
We have just a kind of example of a divorce.
那么我们就有的人就做仲裁者
Some will be the mediator.
哇我告诉你那个是我从来没有的经验
I have never experienced that.
那个只是练习而已。
It was just a practice.
我们每次练习的时候
Every time when we practice,
我就看见这些练习的人啊，哇真的好像真的一样啊就好像是他们自己的事情啊吵得之凶啊
So those who are in practice as if they were really have been going through us they were really arguing and quarreling
所以有的时候我们都学生嘛我们不知道该怎么做然后我们的同学就说哎 Pastor come on OK 帮助我们一下
I say, Because we were students we didn't know what to do so we asked the pastor to come to help us
我就看见那只是练习啊
So this was just a practice
我就问他们我说你们为什么好像真的一样
So why are you so real
他说因为这些练习就让我想起来我过去所发生的事情
so because of the practice remind me of what happened to me in my life
所以我想真的话那更可怕
I think if it's a true case it would be even worse
或者是说更丑陋
it would be even more ugly
在那里主耶稣路加就让我们看见有两个兄弟
so in Luke there were two brothers
他们两个分财产分得不均
So they were separating the inheritance.
所以就闹到耶稣的面前。
So they fought in front of him to Jesus.
耶稣怎么跟他们讲呢
？So what did Jesus tell them?
耶稣没有讲什么。
Jesus didn't say much.
耶稣也没有像我一样哈，我们坐下来哈，我们现在分一下。OK， 这是你的，这是你的，这是你的，这是你的哈。
So he said, "Okay, let's set down. This belongs to you, and this belongs to you. To separate."
我告诉你，从我自己的经验，你怎么分呢、啊、
？So from your own experience, how do we separate?
都不会有人满意的。
No matter how you divide,
你如果这样子分，这个人满意。
If this one is happy,
那如果这样子分，这个人满意。所以你这样子分，他就说你是向着他。
If you do this way, say you're in favor.
哇，那真的是吵得一塌糊涂。
So they will fight all over.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，主耶稣，你们这样子，因为你们贪心。
Jesus said this because of your greed.
很多时候，我们的贪心带出来很多很多的很丑陋的一些结果。
Oftentimes our greed brings out the ugliest part of us.
所以在那里，主耶稣就用一个财主，无知的财主，来让人知道他的问题在哪里。
So they, in Luke, God, Jesus used a rich man to know what the problem is.
那个财主他觉得他做了很多的事情。
So the rich man knows he has done a lot.
哦，他有很多的收入。
He has a lot of income.
所以他看见他的仓房不够了。
So he thought his storage is not enough.
他就修了一个更大的仓房。
So he built a bigger storage.
他就把他所有的投资全部 diversify.
So he made all his investments diversify.
越来越多。
So they come more, become more.
啊，他就有一天，他就告诉他的灵魂。
So one day he told his soul.
他告诉他的灵魂，他说：“灵魂，灵魂啊，他说我已经。”积蓄了很多了。
So I have accumulated a great deal.
啊，从今以后你可以安安心心的过日子。
So from now on you can eat, drink and be merry.
神怎么告诉他？
So what did God tell him?
神就告诉他，无知的财主，无知的人呐、
啊。Says a fool.
如果我今夜要你的命
，If I take your life tonight，
你所赚取的这些归谁呢
？Who is going to have？What you have earned.
这是我们从保罗他的经历里面，我们来看一下，这是保罗他最后一次，他知道他是马上就要，很可能很快就要过世了。
We know that Paul knows pretty soon he is going to die, so this would be his last chance.
他就看准了，他说这是我最后一次见你们了，这是我最后一次跟你们谈话了。我要把这些事情讲清楚。
So he was sure this was his last time he could see them, this last time he could talk to them, so make it clear.
我们从这个事情，我们来看一看，如果我们真的是知道，我们一个月、两个月、三个月，甚至一年，我们就要离开这个世界的话。
So let's take the chance to look. If we have 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, or even a year.That will leave this world.
那我要怎么活着？
How am I going to live?
盼望借着这些事情，让我们能够更想远一点。我不希望你们一个月、两个月、三个月之后就离开这个世界哈。
I don't wish you to leave this world in 1, 2, or 3 months.
但是借着这一段经文，让我们来看我要怎么样活在这个世界上。
But through this passage.Let's see how we're going to live in this world.
我们的人生的目标是什么？
So what is should be the purpose of our life?
我不知道你们有没有听过这个重要的事情跟紧急的事情，有没有听过？有没有看过这种文章？
Have you seen article on the important things and the urgent things?
它的英文的题目啊，中文的意思就是说这个紧急事件的暴君。就是 tyranny of the urgent.
So the tyranny, the name of the tyranny is urgent. Is that right?
Article. 就是 tyranny of the urgent.
Tyranny of the urgent.
就是说你我们这样子讲好了哈，你知道我们在我们生活当中，在我们生命当中有重要的事情跟紧急的事情，对不对？
So in our life, there are things that are important, but there are things that are urgent.
你重要的事情你要去做的。
Important things you need to do.
如果你不去做，它最后就变成紧急的事情。
If you don't do it, then it became urgent.
如果变成紧急的事情之后，你就成天在那边赶紧急的事情。
If it became urgent, you will be working daily trying to catch up.
所以你重要的事情都没有办法去做。
So then you won't have that time to do the important things.
你知道，当我们看见保罗在讲的这些事情之后
，So when Paul said all of this.
我们要想一下，
We need to think.
我们的 先后次序 priority 是什么东西。
So what is our priority?
那么神要我们活在这个世界上，他拯救我们，他要我们活出一种生命的信息来。
So God saved us, let us live in this world. He wants us to live out a living message.
不是等到最后紧急的时候才来做这些事情。
We're not going to do these things when it's become urgent.
我们刚才所看见的都是很重要的。
What we just saw, they were very important.
我不知道你们有没有体会到。
I don't know if you have an experience.
如果你紧急的事情不去做，
if you don't do,
重要的事情不去做的话，
if you don't do the important things,
而且重要的事情啊，通常不是今天就要出来，或者是明天就要出来。
So the important thing doesn't mean it will have to happen today or tomorrow.
甚至也不是说一个礼拜、两个礼拜之后就要有结果。
Or may not even be one or two weeks there will be a result.
但是如果重要的事情我们每天不去做的话，
if the important things we don't do whatever,
总有一天它会变成紧急的事情。
One day it will become urgent.
所以我们今天在这个世界上就是赶报告，对不对？
So,
丢嘛，丢了嘛。
So we will always rush to prepare the report.
我们就是赶这个赶那个。
So we always rush to this or rush to that.
保罗在他的身上让我们看见一个生命的信息。
So Paul in his life, so we can see a message.
他知道这个是一个很重要的事情。
You know, this is important.
所以我们看见保罗其实他一生他就在建立这个很重要的这个信息。
So in his whole life, he's establishing the important message.
所以当他到最后生命快要结束的时候，
So as his life is coming to an end,
他仍然跟以前一样。
He's still like the same as before.
弟兄姐妹，读经重要不重要？
So brother, sister, is it important to read the scripture?
读经能够让我们更能够认识神。
So if we read, we even know God more.
神在我们身上的计划重要不重要？
God's purpose in us, is that important?
神要我们以他的事情为中心，建立我们自己生命的信息。
God wants us to be importantFocus on him to be the center and establish his message.
所以读经祷告很重要的。
That's why pray and reading is important.
但是很多时候我们不去做的。
But oftentimes we don't do it.
等到最后紧急来了。
Until when things become urgent.
这就是我们人的光景。
So this is our condition.
我们不知道分辨什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
We do not, we cannot discern what is important and what is not.
这就是我们所说的 priority.
So that's what we don't know about our priority.
所以到最后，我们的生活的节奏是在别人的控制之下。
So it ended up our life is under others' control.
别人替我们计划。
Other people plan for us.
你有很多事情想做，却没有做到。
And the things you want to do, but you didn't do it.
所以最后怎么样？
So what happens in the last?
只好等到退休之后来做。
So you do it after you retire.
所以我碰到很多退休的人，他说啊呀，现在退休了，所以我想做一些过去很想做的事情，但是没有做到。
But now I'm retired, I want to do the things I didn't do in the past, but I didn't.
我们是神的儿女。
We're God's children.
我们一定要注意这些事情。
We need to pay attention to
it. 在我们一生当中，在我们神给我们的计划当中，什么事情是最重要的？
So we need to know what's important in our life, what's important in God's plan for us.
我有一次去外地讲道。
Once I went to preach outside the state.
碰到一个年轻人。
There was a young man.
他就跟我谈。
He was talking with me.
他就告诉我。
She told me.
他说：“哎呀，他说这个。”我很忙啊。
I'm very busy.
我说你忙什么呢？
What are you busy with?
哎呀，他说写论文啊。
Write my thesis.
我说你论文写了多久？
How long have you been writing your thesis?
他就看看我笑一笑。
He looked me and smiled.
我说写了很久，对不对？
I said, did you write for a long time?
哎，他说你知道很难呐。
It's very difficult.
我就问他写论文对你来讲是不是很重要？
So I asked him, is it important for you to write your thesis?
他说很重要啊。
Yes, it's important.
我就告诉他，我说你因为很重要，我说是很重要，但是因为你不去处理，所以到最后就变成紧急的事情。
If because it's important, but you don't do it, to the end, it become urgent.
哦，所以他就说不行啊，我的这个签证快到期了，哎呀，我的
my visa is expiring.
各种紧急的事情都通通都来了。
All the urgent things start to accumulate.
我说如果是很重要的话，
if it is important,
你一定要每天都去做。
You need to do it every day.
我刚刚讲过了，通常重要的事情决定不是明天后天就要交出来的。
I just said the important thing doesn't mean you have to turn it in one day or tomorrow.
更何况我们信了主之后，
after we become a believer,
我们要建立我们的一个生命信息。
We need to establish our life message.
这个生命信息不是紧急的。
This life message is not urgent.
但是是很重要的。
But it's very important.
可是如果你不去管它，
if you don't do it,
那么到最后有一天，
One day,
如果你只剩下一个月了，
you have 1 month left,
你再想要去做，你就是在那边赶紧急。
You want to start doing that, time become urgent.
已经来不及了。
Then it's not enough time.
我们没有做到很多事情，是因为没有时间吗？
Is that because we don't have time? That many things we didn't do?
不是的。
It's not.
是因为我们不能分辨先后次序。
Because we cannot discern the priority.
读经很重要。
It's important to read the scripture.
祷告很重要。
It's important to pray.
每天花半个小时。
Every day you should spend half an hour.
你的生命信息就慢慢慢慢建立起来。
That you can gradually establish your life message.
等到碰到紧急的事情的时候，
When you run into urgent things,
你就知道怎么处理。
You know what to do.
我们常常讲说没有时间。
We often say that there's not enough time.
我们每一个人每天只有24小时。
We each one have 24 hours every day.
你有24小时，我也有24小时。
So you have 24 hours.I have 24 hours.
这个时间你也不能借。
You cannot borrow the time.
你也不能存。
You cannot save the time.
24小时过了就过去了。
So after 24 hours is gone.
24小时过了之后你就老了一天。
After 24 hours you become one day older.
过了365天之后你就老了一年。
So after 365 days you're a year older.
为什么有很多人一天24小时，他可以做很多很多的事情？
Why somebody can do a lot of things in 24 hours a day?
为什么你我就没有办法？
Why we cannot do it?
我们有很多的时间发梦。
We spend a lot of time dreaming.
我们有很多的时间不晓得在干什么。
We don't even know what we're doing most of the time.
有一个年轻人，我就问他，我说你现在在干嘛？他说我也不知道在干嘛。
Ask a young man, what are you doing? And he says, I don't know.
我说你有没有年你？我说你有没有人生的目标
？Do you have a purpose in your life?
他说我不知道。
He says, I don't know.
主耶稣让我们看见。
Jesus, Lord Jesus, let us see one thing.
他来到这个世界上，弟兄姐妹，你真的是要记住哈，主耶稣的一天不是有36个小时的。
So you need to know, brothers and sisters.Jesus did not have a day of 36 hours.
他的一天也不是1000年的。
His one day is not 1000 years.
不是的。
It's not.
他在这个世界上是他一天也是只有24小时，跟你我一模一样。
When he's on this world, he has a day of 24 hours.
他知道什么事情是最重要的。
But what is most important?
所以当他要离开这个世界以前，他跟神父神的祷告是这样子的。
So before he left this world, his prayer to the Father is.
他说你交托我所做的事情我都做完了。
You have entrust me, I have all the completed all.
主耶稣忙不忙？
Is Jesus very busy?
很多人找他，对不对？
Many people look for him.
哇，我身体不舒服啊，你要不要来医治我啊？
I'm not feeling well, could you
help me? 啊，我家里面有一个人眼睛是瞎的，你要不要让他看见啊？
Somebody was blind in my home, I need you.
在马可福音里面告诉我们说，他就即刻去做这个，即刻去做这个。
So in Mark, he says he immediately did this, he immediately.
看起来好像他很多事情都被搅扰了。
So he was really bothered by many things.
但是他在离开世界以前，他真的是能够跟父神说：“他说你所交托我的，我都做到了。”
but he can truly say to his father, the father, that what you have entrusted me, to me, I have done completed all.
我们中间有很多人跟我们一样，跟我一样。
Many people in your midst are like me.
已经超过一甲子。
He's more than 50 years old.
他客气一点了，他客气一点。OK? Yeah. 我们还有没有希望啊？
Do we still have hope?
我们中间有很多年轻人。
We have many young people.
我知道你不高兴，你爸爸妈妈一天到晚叫你做事情。
I know that you're not happy for your mom.
我也知道你很不高兴，你爸爸妈妈叫你老是做数学题目。
You don't like to always tell you to do the math.
本来叫你做三十题，做完了之后，还不够，再加几题。
After finish 30 items, they ask you to do more.
有时候我在教会里面就看到一些年轻人，他们在那边聊天。
In the church, young people were talking.
他们就说，我们这些父母亲呢，就是见不得我们闲下来。
So our parents cannot stand us being idle.
但是我要向你挑战。
I'm going to challenge you.
你有没有一个人生的目标？
Do you have a purpose in your life?
这个人生的目标是什么？
What is purpose, young?
这个人生的目标能不能够让你满足？
This purpose can satisfy you.
你要追求的是什么东西？
What are you seeking for?
你要追求的是一个东西，然后你追求到了之后，你心里面是怎么样？
After you have reached what you're seeking for, how are you going to feel in your heart?
我们中间像我这样子年龄以上的人，我们都晓得有一个定律在那个地方。
So for those who are like my age, we know there is a law.
当你一生你有一个目标，你一直追求，一直想要得到有一天你得到了之后，你心里面会有一种失落的感觉。
So you have a purpose you're seeking in your life. Once you have reached it, you are disappointed.
年轻人。
So young people.
你一定要设立一个目标。
You must set yourself a purpose.
这个目标永远不会让你失望的。
And the purpose, this purpose will never dissatisfy you.
这个目标是无限的。
It's unlimited.
你越追求越满足。
So the more you seek, the more you're satisfied.
这就是保罗他所看到的。
This is what Paul saw.
保罗他追求的就是这个目标。
This is what Paul searched for.
在腓立比书第三章那边，保罗告诉我们，他说：“我不是以为我已经得着了。”
So in chapter 3 of the Philippians, he says, "I am not considered I have obtained it."
他也不是，你知道，保罗并不是说他没有得着。
Paul did not say I did not get it.
保罗也不是说他没有把握。
He did not say he is not confident.
他有把握的。
He has confidence.
但是他知道他所追求的是这个我们所说的 infinity, 一个无限大的神。
Because what he was searching for is an infinite God.
所以他永远不会在他的一生里面，他永远不会完全的得着。
That's why he can never completely obtain it.
但是他知道他已经得着了。
But he knows he hasn't.
年轻人真的是要向你们挑战。
So I really want to challenge the young people.
我知道你们电脑很行。
I know you're very good in computers.
我也知道你们数学很好。
I know you're very good in mathematics.
我也知道你们很喜欢念书。
We know you like to study.
我也知道你们很勤奋。
I know you are very diligent.
是不是啊？
Is that true?
是的，举手。
If it's true, would you raise your hand?
年轻人啊 ，OK， 不要笑啊，我也以前年轻过。
Once I was young too.
我告诉你，你要知道你人生的目标是什么。
You need to know what is the purpose of your life.
没有任何的东西可以让你拿到手之后，你心里面很满意的。
There's nothing if you have obtained it will make you completely satisfied.
要不然为什么这个电脑哈，是不是这个电脑今天出来一个东西，下个礼拜之后出来另外一个东西，哎，它就加了两三个东西在里面。
So that's why this computer today is new. In a couple of weeks, they have a new addition.
它就是让你永远觉得不够。
So they'll make you never feel satisfied.
所以今天是 R2， 对不起啊，我是乱讲的。今天是这个 iPad Touch。
Suppose today we call the iPad Touch.
明天呢？三个月之后、六个月之后是什么呢
？So what is going to be six months from now?
iPad.
iPad.
哦，太麻烦了。
It's too much trouble.
OK， 我每次出去要带一个 iPad， 要带一个电话，要带一个照相机，对不对
？So every time I go, I have to take a cell phone, an iPad, and a camera.
所以这些商人他知道你的心理。
So the business they know it.
他就出来一个第四代的 iPhone，
so they have the fourth generation iPhone，
什么都在里面，
everything is in it，
所以你只要怎么样带一个东西就够了，
so you need to carry one thing with you，
然后呢，
and then
你就满意了吗？
Are you satisfied？
没有一样东西可以满足你，
there's nothing can satisfy you。
保罗追求的是一个无限的，是一个完全的，一位耶稣基督。
Paul was seeking one complete and live is infinite Jesus Christ.
所以他说：“我不是以为我已经得着。”
That's why he says, "I don't consider I have obtained."
并不是表示说他对他的救恩没有把握。
It's not he is not confident with his salvation.
乃是他知道，在他的一生里面，用他所有的精力，他没有办法。完全认识这位主耶稣。
That means in his entire life, with all his energy, he cannot completely know this Lord Jesus.
所以这个变成他最重要的一件事情。
So this becomes the most important thing for him.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我盼望你们能够真的是想一下。
I wish you would really think.
什么是最重要的
？What is most important?
什么是次要的？
But it's less important.
如果你重要的事情你不去做的话，
If the important things you don't do,
最后就变成紧急的事情。
Then it becomes urgent.
当你开始在一直应付紧急的事情的时候，
When you start coping with the urgent,
不是你自己在过你的生活，
So you no longer living your life.
乃是别人在叫你怎么样过活。
As other people telling you how to live your life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Lord Jesus，
我把弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
I present brothers and sisters into thy hands。
不管是年纪大的，
whether it's older people，
或者是中年的，
or middle age，
或者是年轻的，
or youth，
或者是青少年，
or youth and adolescent。
主，你让我们看见你就是我们所要追求的。
Please let us see you are what we should be seeking.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.